Welcome. Hello, Tim Biyadi. We made a big mistake yesterday here. The suggestion that the shot, and this is going back, we'll start going forward in a moment. So the second of the three discussions in Tosfos, the suggestion that when Tosfos says, well, Eidos Shelo L'Shma, Chasim Shelo L'Shma, that's a valid Eidos, the Raya. So we suggest, how can we validate the Raya? What do you mean? If you made it about someone else, well, what type of Eidos is a totally false Eidos? So the suggestion has been, well, Tosfos Chavdei says that we'll see where Abba'ad also Shelo L'Shma. So maybe that's the case. They witnessed, if I could trouble someone to open the window, that'd be Sabbath. Just think finished on. If you don't know.
What is sorry?
What is finished?
The suggestion that, well, maybe they witnessed the Tzivir Abal to the Sofer to be kosher. They didn't get a formal Tzivir Abal themselves. They should be kosher, but they know everything. They know he wants to get the divorce. Even her mother should still have the Sofer to write to get. So they could definitely be valid Edom. So Rabbi Shechter, we were able to talk to him, a couple of us, about another angle of that discussion. But then we brought this up, but he said, no, that doesn't answer it either, because he assumed that you're not going to have Das and Messiah if you create a Shtar Raya, going back to the very beginning of the year, unless you have a Tzivui to the Eidim to sign. There's a Tzivui to create a Shtar Raya. The Tzivui is just to create a Shtar Kinyan, which again, according to Blazer, is just written, but not signed. There's no Tzivui, there's no. The husband never said he wants to create a Shtar Raya. He just says he wants to create a Shtar Kinyan. And so the husband's right, there's no Das and Messiah, so there's no Das expressed to create a Shtar. A Shtar Raya, so that is not a valid Eidos for Shtar. So that means they were back to square one. An alternative approach might be, maybe, I don't want to get hung up on this, because we want to move on to something else. But it could be, it's slightly more mashma and tosa mashma and tosa, but the tosa also could be there, that the problem is not, you have to have absolutely kosher Eidos, maybe it's the only issue. The only point of procedure, which is like a separate mitzvah, is kosher witnesses. If there's Eidim Sulim, that's the problem. Maybe. That's a good point. That's a very good point. Yeah. There's not the same thing as this is coming. Yeah, I don't know. That's kosher. You have a quick answer?
No, I have a. Another question. How does your Shechter understand Tosfos Chavdei?
That is not for now. That is definitely not for now. That doesn't know what's Pshat in Tosfos Chavdei. That we should talk about. But right now we want to look at the bit. And let me just say a word about today's schedule. I would like to go until 1-ish, until we finish it. But if guys need to, and then we've got the mitzvah, guys want to get the mitzvah. If guys need to, if guys have tests and they're relying on time, so you all officially part of it at 12:30. They only need to leave. They even need to leave anytime after 12:30. Anyone who can stay is certainly invited to stay.
We'll finish
what I talk about. Right. If a guy is telling me, you were counting at 12:30 and you have a train at 12:40, whatever it is. But if you can at time, I will not hold you back. But everyone's invited to stay fully to finish. Tosfos had a problem. Let's go back to this. Let's leave aside the second issue about the Mahashal Shwaka thing. That's important, but that's a sub-issue. The basic question Tosfos is raising is, what does it tell for me? And the basic answer is, in general, Shlo Lishma, you got to work out. Do you need to work? I'm not even sure if you need to work it out. But the basic definition of Shlo Lishma, common apostles, is, why is Shlo Lishma a problem? Because the Gzeira Dilma asul mismach alayim. The shtar is, it stands, it's totally fine. The shtar is beautiful. However, you might use it as a shtar rai. As a shtar kin, it's great. The edim asimah lomal is lomoridim. Shtar kin means edim asira alone. That's it. That's the whole story. And lomal is lomorid. Elamai is different, but Sharai is a kazima, so maybe you'll come to the Sharai. But that was Tosin's basic approach to, and Rashi says similar things later in the Septa as well. Okay, maybe not exactly the same, but certainly that's what Tosin says. So a point that emerges from looking at the riff, I assume everyone saw the riff inside. So a point that is that true? I think people saw the riff. How many people got to where you're supposed to go? Yeah. Okay. How many people did not see the rest? How many people did not get up to the gong? Okay. So, how many people saw Tosus with the Kaimon? Isaac. Okay. The Tosus makes this Tosus, the fact that Tosus needs to explain what the Zigbi Tosus means, they say, oh, well, it means it's there. The Star King is beautiful. Who cares about the Eidah Hasima? Elamai is a Xera. So that relates to Tosis' approach in Dikai Molon. Let's take a look at that Tosis. Tosis again, the Gemara has said that Tosis makes a number of points. We'll look at for now at the first major point. Tosis has said that what? Tosis has said, look, the Gemara has said to be passed like a blood of the Gittin. The Tosis says, don't think it's only Gittin. Meshum demari hacha be Gittin, nakat Gittin. Avalach kimozach b'shar shtaros. Look at it. The machlokas ought to be by all Shtore Kenyan. You say Eide Chassima, do you need the Eide Chassima or not? And we're told that the understanding is Eide Chassima Karasi means every Shtar Kenyan has to be a Shtar Raya. That's not going to be true for Get, it will be true for a Shtar Mecha, for a Shtar Matana, for everything. Avagav the Paul Amaroi Dil Kamon. Savrikir will other Dafka begitten. There might be Amaroim who splits up Shtar, so Kamon will Kishmur Bedini, we pass him like Shmur. By Isha Zadini Mamnus, and this is one of them. And he says, Afka Shar Shtar. Okay, so we pass him like him across the board. Don't think that this Gemara is telling you that we only hold the Eidim and Sira Karasi by Get, we hold it by all Shtar. Okay, the Ode, the Perek Zebore, Gali Matanta, there was a Shtar Matana, the Havu Chassimi Allah Trey Gisi, two brothers-in-law who had signed on a Shtar. The Ka'am of Yelus said, Zilak Nei Be'edim and Sira, we had an apostle Shtar, right, because he had Krovin, son of the Shtar. So Rebbe Lazar said, so Yosef says, look, you have Eidim Asira, so who cares? Well, Parak will have Bayi, I have Homer, the Abba, motive was in the Zeus, me tell the Shul Pasol. He said, you want to use this star, you tell me you don't have to use Kesa. You just use this Pasol, right, your star. Who cares, you have Eidim Asira? Yeah, but the problem is Zeus, me tell. Okay, so basically, you see, clearly we're invoking Rebbe Lazar, Eidim Asira Karsi, even Bashar Shtar, not just by Gittin, even by this Shtar Matana. Okay. This happens to be, Sanhedrin Chafes is one of the places where Mizuri's Mitocho comes up. And you look at the side, and then there's a shot, and they tell you, Sanhedrin Chafes. Okay. And that's classic. That's classic Mizuri's Mitocho by Krov. Mashmud, Rav Yosef, Rav Abaye, the Habu Basroi, Sarah Vikir Belazar. So what do you see? Rav Yosef and Abaye and that Gemara both assuming, like Rav Belazar, the Shtore Mamon, and they are Basroi, they're later Amoram, later than Rav Mishmul, so we also give them the weight of stuff. And the Gemara also says, later in our panic, the Gemara says, Rabbi Abai Shtar Parasot, the Mashin Yalei, by Pei Sadi. So, you have a non-Jewish Shtar, meaning with non-Jewish signature. And therefore, they're not Kasher Lezer. But you gave it over in front of Jewish Eidim Asira. That's great. Magbim Bev Nechari. Okay. It's a valid star. Do you see the possible of the blood across the board? Okay, that's the first point. Important point. Certainly important halacha l'masa. And then, what he said is, we pass like a blood, we pass like a mesira karasi, both by Gittin and the Shtar Shtar. And then he says, okay, so what does this mean l'maisa? And when he begins to tell you what it means l'maisa, he reveals his understanding of the Eidei Chassim, the karasi, and the mesira karasi. This is a piece of Tosfos that we have seen, but we have been focusing on something a little bit different. The figure of Tzarek Zion. Shu Eidei Mesira, the Shas, Nesina Saga here, four lines into Tosus the Kaibalon. Since we hold Eidei Mesira Karasi, we hold like Rebbe Lazar, by all Shtar, aside by Gittin, and side by Shtar Imamon. Therefore, you better make sure you have Eidei Mesira, Bashas Nesina Saga. Currency. Look, you have to have the Edim Mesira there when the get is given over. The E, Lekka, Sham, Edim Mesira, Edim Megureshin. If you not have Edim Mesira, she's not divorced. Avagav, the Ika Edim Chasima. I have it's a signed get. No, it's not good enough. If you have like her mayor, then maybe that will be okay. But no, we hold like her Belaza. But since you hold like her Belaza, therefore, you have to have Edim Mesira, B'Shas Ha, get. So what's the point of Eidei Chasima? They don't do anything. No, well, Mahani Eidei Chasima, well, they don't do, accomplish anything except, Ewa, Shem Yamusu, Eidei Mesira, O Yechon, Dino Tayam, Shetinot Eidei Eidei Chasima. What's the point of having Eidei Chasima? They don't make it a Shah Kenyan, they don't enable the Shah in the Kenyan. So what's the point? Well, if the Eidei Mesira died, if you only had Eidei Mesira, how are you going to prove it? The get was Chal, the Kenyan was Chal, but how are you going to have a Raya later? You have to bring the Eidei Mesira in. Let's say they die, let's say they move away. So then she will have lost any proof that she's divorced. Because Tosa says, why do you have Eidei Chasima? Purely and totally for Raya. It's to prove that there once was a get. And then Tosa says, well, and what's the problem with that? Well, the problem with that is something we already dealt with in on Daf Gimel. How do you know? You tell me you have to have Eidei Mesira. You have to have Eidei Mesira. And you give me a guess. I don't know if there were Eidei Mesira given over. So this is the point that we have focused on in the past. How do you know there were Eidei Mesira? Maybe it was Nimsa Shaloba Eidim. How do you know there were Eidei Mesira? You need to have Eidei Mesira for the Bichal. The Eidei Chasima don't do the trick. Now you know? What's supposed to say? Mistama Behechshir Nasa. No, we assume that everything was done properly. We assume that everything was done properly. That's what we discussed. That's part of this Eidim HaChasuma HaShtar. That's the Mishin Echer Dizim of Eidim. It's part of the magic of a Shtar, is that it tells you the Eidim signed the Shtar before it's Nimsar, but still the Shtar, the Eidim of the Shtar includes whatever is yet to come. So what do we have? What do we have? Tosa says clearly that if you give a get without Eidim Asira, it is valid. No. The Why is it not valid without Eidei Mesira? Eidei Mesira title. That's reason number one that Tosa gives. Why do you need to have Eidei Mesira? Because Eidei Mesira title. Right? And then Tosa says, who saw Tosa's reason number two that he gives? Why do you have to have Eidei Mesira? No, because the Paskin Lashkar Belaza. But he goes on to say, this is another point Tosa that we had seen previously, he goes on to say several lines later. But even according to Rimeir, you have to have agents here. So Ode here, four lines off the bottom of Tosis. The Ode, another reason why you have to have agents here watching. The regular Rabbi Tam Lo Marfil Rabbi Meir by Eidim B'Shas Nesinus Aget. Even Meir requires Eidim watching when the get is given. Even Meir holds Eidim Chasima Karsi. Even Meir holds you have to have Eidim Chasima on the star. You have to have a star Raya. That's to be a real sign star. Yeah. The Torah Rabbi Tam says even according to Rabbi Meir, you need to have Eidim Zira. Why? Why? In Davar Shevet Rabbi Tam says you have to have two Eidim. Meaning you need Aegis, Makim Adam. The Tosus just said two things. One thing with two reasons. Tosus just said what? What did Tosus just say? Tosus just said, do you need to have Aegis Mysterio when you give a get? You have 10 seconds? You need to have Aegis Mysterio when you give a get. Why do you have to have Aegis Mysterio when you give a get? Number one, Aegis Mysterio currency, Aegis Mysterio not currency. And number two, even according to Mary, you have to have Eid Bakima Davar. Eid Bakima Davar is only Eid Nasira. Well, what type of Eid Bakima Davar is Eid Bakima? They don't see the Gerishin. Eid Bakima Davar means you have someone who watches the Kiddushin. Someone who watches the Gerishin. And this is what we already discussed in the past when we discussed the figure of Eid Bakima Karasi. Eid Bakima Karasi means there's not enough to have Eid Nasira, according to Tosa. Not aside from having Eid Bakima Davar, you have to have Eid Bakima to make it into a Shah Raya. But it's not quite, it's a question of what is a shtar. That's what we spoke about. According to Tosfos, the question of what is a shtar? Eight of chasimah character means a shtar has said chasimah, meaning a shtar can't be a shtar rider. A mitzvah character means you don't need eight of chasimah. You don't have a shtar, cannot be a shtar rider. Okay, so the eight of chasimah is a separate question. And that's what Tosfos says, look, the two reasons you need eight of mitzvah, eight of mitzvah character. Everyone agrees you need to have eight of mitzvah, eight of chasimah is a separate question. Yes.
So the terrace is again. I'm not sure.
Different polytosis.
No, but the question is, what you're saying is, the Lahal Apophis, you have to figure out how to read the Tom. No, yeah, it's clear that before you get to the Ba'od, that the Tosfos is assuming that only the points are made, you don't need
Abel.
But the question is, what I think what you asked, I wasn't sure it's here. Yeah, I mean, that was this movement, Tosfos. The question is, how is Rabbi Tom understanding the Gemara?
Right.
How is Rabbi Tom understanding the Gemara? I'm not sure. That's right,
you have to be so careful.
I'm not sure. That's it. The Tosfos also probably deals with that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. That's a good question. Let's look at this. But regardless, so that's some incidental. There's some incidental to the following. The Tosfos said, what did Tosfos just tell us in the Kaimon? Tosfos told us that you need to have Eid Nesira for two reasons. Number one, Eid Nesira currency. Eid Nesira, low currency, according to the law. Okay. Let's put that up.
This is an Eid Nesira. Why do you need Eid Nesira? Tosfos said, number one, because the Rabbi Lazar, Eid Hasima lo karsi. Number two, Eidus Hasima are not Eidus Hasima Hadar. So some said, Halakha Lamaiti, you have to have Eidus Hasima watching. Even if you have all the Hasimas in the world, you have Eidus Hasima for two reasons. Because your blood goes Eidus Hasima karsi, you need Eidus Hasima lo karsi. Then two could bring everyone. Forget about it. So there's even more than that. You need eight of the Kima Dabra, eight of the Kima Dabra, not eight of the Kima Dabra. And Tosfos' problem with Mezuyas Mitocho, the Tosfos that we start with, is the reason why Tosfos needs to explain what Mezuyas Mitocho is all about, and wow, because it's a Zera, is because of these assumptions, particularly the first assumption. Tosfos assumes there are blood between eight of the Mezuyas Mitocho and eight of the Kima low currency. You take a look in the Rit, meaning so the Eid HaChasima don't relate to the Kenyan at all. If you take a look in the Rit is going to begin by with a different approach to Mezuzah Mitocho, and it's going to become clear that he argues fundamentally on the second Tosfos. Let's take a look at this. Okay, so Menzayo Day. The Har Nami Shakti, the Gemara is saying, the Ripa Korb from the Gemara with Pasla and Kabbalazma. The Har Nami Shamina. The Pasla and Kabbalazma, what does that mean? Oh, well, the Pasla and Kabbalazma, but, he says, from the other Gemara and Pebo, this is Gemara and Pebo, the Gemara also says, Pasla and Kabbalazma, but, he says, from an earlier Gemara there, however, some of says, you don't need Eide Mesira if you have Eide Chasima. Tosfos then made the argument, Eide Mesira, because the Eide Chasima don't impinge, don't relate to the king at all, according to Blazer, says this, no. Eide Chasima, Eide Mesira currency means up. That's the way the Rosh Kosovo and the Prime and others, it's up Eide Mesira currency. Rabbi Meir requires Dafka Eide Chasima. Rabbi Lazar says, either one works. Eide Mesira could also work. Option. But if you have Eide Chasima, you'll need Eide Mesira. Lobby in Eide Mesira is the Ikka Eide Chasima. The exact opposite of Tosus, who says everyone needs Eide Mesira, Rabbi Meir also requires Eide Chasima addition. He says, no. The man requires Dafka Eide Chasima, says the Rabbi. And Rabbi Lazar says, you have choices. Either Eide Chasima or Eide Mesira. But if you have Eide Chasima, you'll need Eide Mesira. So Rabu the Amar, this is the Irach of the Ksavi de Tokra Shavlad Mamdus. The Gemara that says that if you have an Eid Echad on the get, Vlad Mamdus. Why? If you say you hold like your mayor, it could be after Eid Echadimah. But if you hold the hold like your mayor. You talk to Eid Echadimah, Eid Echadimah, Hefa de Ika, Eid Echadimah, then, if you hold our tithes, in other words, I understand. Hashta hefa de leke eid echasima kalal. A few eid echad, machshir rab. Rab is willing to be machshir. A shtar without any eid echasima, eid mesira karas, you can have an unsigned shtar, that'd be fine. The hefa de ike eid echad. Ve eid mesira. Possible. How could it be? Right? Well, if you're going to say that according to Blas, you always have eid mesira. Right? So then why would you see have Eidim Mesira anyway? So why is it, it would be okay without any Eidim, but it's not okay with one Eidim? It doesn't make any sense. What's lost by adding one kosher witness? Since there is, it must be, that even according to Belezar, you can either have Chasima or Mesira. Oh, there's a thing. Rav Sorak, if you have no Eidim Mesira, and you instead of having two Eidim Chasima, you add one. Hashtag, again in the rest. I hate for the lack of Eid HaChasimah Klal. I feel Eid HaChad, Machshir. I tell you that without any Eid HaChasimah, it's totally kosher. I hate for the Ika Eid HaChad, the Eid HaChasimah. Also, how for that Vlad Mamzer? Also, Eid HaChad, Nigger Gara. Could it be that Eid HaChad, what Eid makes it worse? I hate for the lack of Eid Klal? Hello, Badai. Mit the Pasko Rav, the Eid HaChad. U Machshir, hate for the Ika Eid HaChasimah. I feel lucky Eid HaChad. How could it be that Rav is Pasko in Eid HaChad? It must be to hide the Pasko Eid HaChad. He already Pasko in Eid HaChad. Hey, for the luck, Eidim is zero. You don't have any Eidim is zero. It must be, according to Blazer, there's two tracks. Either Eidim is zero or Eidim Chasima. You can go either way. So you're trying to take the Eidim Chasima track. No Eidim is zero, I'll go with Eidim Chasima instead. That's nice if you have two. If you have Chasima Shnei Eidim, Machsha. If you have two Eidim, that would be kosher. I forgot the luck, Eidim is zero. If you only have one, that would be no good. That's the first point that the Rift makes. Now, there's a very easy way, again, what did Ripster say? How could it be that a star with one Eid is worse than no Eid? You could have given a very easy answer. You could have said, Zikudama. Right? I might rely on this, I'll see, but it seems like a reasonable get that was done under a valid base, only has one Eid. Okay, I guess one Eid on a star is good enough. I don't know. In the same way, You could have said that. Like he can't imagine, because and this is his raya. This is his raya. Apparently, at least that's his first raya. This is his raya that for his shita to argue on. That what you see, since he assumes that Mizid Tova doesn't apply here. So therefore, he's going to say, Yos Mezis Gezerah, oh, you'll come to rely on Shtaraya. So Mela, he said, you see, from that emerges a conclusion that Eidim is up Eidim Mesira. You can have either one. What?
Well,
Yeah. Well, Reb Meir says the only way to go to Eid HaChasima, and he's saying you can do either one. Right, either this or that.
We had some shittos.
That it gets it works from Drabanan?
There's some mechanisms to get a Drabanan.
Some aspects, but whether Eid HaChasima is in zero currency, it's hard to imagine that that's the question of Drabanan.
Why?
That's how you understand the Chasta.
Right, the Chatchila.
Yeah.
The Vanya of Chatchila of the other as Doris and Drabanan.
Ah, could be. The whole the Chatchila is a Drabanan. It could be. But let's keep going. He said, then he said, he agreed on another point of the sentence. The Eidim signed, they seeking the Olam. The Eidim signed, they seeking the Olam. I told you I raised this point also. What's the point of the Eidim signing? He says, Hakibita the Eidim, what's the point of the Eidim signing? I mean, I'm sorry, you don't need signatures, but now they're going to sign, it's going to help. What's it going to help? He said, oh, the lack of the get Eidim Hasina, at least in the Eidim Hasina, is bad. If you don't have Eidim Hasina, then the mighty Eidim Hasina, but Asi Baal Ma'ar Makakala. Then he'll come, the Eidim Hasina will come, the Eidim Hasina will die, and then there's no proof. He'll come to Sakinu. Yehu Eidim Hasina is person to get. The Asi Baal Ma'ar Makakala will eat. So, Matayim Alei Be Eidim Hasina. The sure, so that's what. The only order you have is Eidim Hasina, they may disappear. You have Eidim Hasina, they last forever, because they can die. But the star is, you still have the signed star. So now there's, okay, that's the process of it also. But now the riff raises the problem. He thought the dice was all starting on the Eidim Hasina, if you tell me that it's not sufficient to have Eidim Hasina. As Ella as the Ika Eidim Hasina, it's time to let that the get is only kosher with Eidim Hasina. My tikkun olam inko. How are the Eidim Hasina helping? Afagav the Mekayma Olei Legita the Eidim Hasina. It's very nice that you have a get. It looks like a Val Shtarai. You have a Mekayma the Hasina. Lerichu Zimul Olei Yahweh the Eidim Hasina. How do you know? They saw him first. It was given, obviously, answers. How do you know that the Eidim Hasina were watching? The Torah had an answer for this. The Torah's answer was Mesem HaKabach Shanasa, the magic of the Shtar. The rift is not buying the magic. So he says, you give me a star, how do I know? If you're telling there are rules for how it's Nimsar, it has to be Nimsar with Eidim, how do you know there was Nimsar with Eidim? You can't prove a woman's divorce just because she pulls out a get. So how is it the Mishnah says in seeking the Olam, once you have signatures, that alone is sufficient proof that she's divorced, but maybe there's Nimsar shall love Eidim. So what does he say? So he says it must be Vadai that if you have Eidim Hasina, I don't care about Eidim Hasina. Tosfos assumes you must have Eidim Hasina. Absolutely. You can't substitute Eidim Hasina for Eidim Hasina. So what are you going to do? It must be, well, the Eidim Hasina proved that there were Eidim Hasina. How do they prove? Hakob HaShanasa. Rift doesn't like Hakob HaShanasa. He says instead, it must be, you have to make one of two assumptions. That you have to either, how did the Shah Chasim prove Eidim? You have to either assume that the Eidim Hasina proved they were Eidim Hasina, Tosfos is Hakob HaShanasa, the magic of Shas, or you have to say, you don't need to prove they're Eidim Hasina. Why? Because once you have Eidim Hasina, they're in place of the Eidim Hasina. Oh, okay. So if you say like that, then everything is hunky dory. If you show me a star of the Eidim Hasina, I don't care about the Eidim Hasina. I have my Eidim right in front of me. It can either Eidim Hasina country or Eidim Hasina country. This is the fundamental, well, this seems to be the major, the central.
Double RVC. and we're going to see if things are going to. It's a little too bad we're on the board, but we'll use our minds. So if our Tosa, Rif is making it. Rif is expressing a shita that what that according to Belazar, Ede Mitzira Karasi means you have one of two choices. You should either use Ede Mitzira Karasi or you can use Ede Chasima Karasi. Rabbi Meir says only Ede, you gotta have Ede Chasima. Okay. Tosa the priest also that according to Meir you must have Ede Chasima. But the Tosa says according to Belazar you must have Ede Mitzira. The Rif, and matter of fact, even according to Meir you have to have Ede Mitzira. The Rif says no. It's according to Rabbi Elazar, you have a choice. Either Ede Chasima or Ede Mitzira. Two proofs, and more than two, well, so risk two proofs for this basic thesis. Number one, how could it be that you passel a get to Ede Achaz? One Ede sign of a get. What's wrong? It's no worse than no Ede sign of a get. You tell me that no Ede is fine, Rabbi Elazar, Ede Mitzira. So no Ede Chasim would be fine. So what one Ede Chasim is worse? So the Rift's argument is, well, it must be that this is a case where you don't have any Ede Mitzira. It must be Rabbi Elazar holds you can do either or. So here you're taking the Ede Chasima route, and you only have one. So that's no good. That was the first raya. And the second raya was, what do Ede Chasima prove? As the Mishnah says, that the Ede Chasima proves something. And that's the Mishnah, the Tikkun HaOlam, that from the Lamaisa, I'm going to have Chasima, so then when I bring the Ede, the Get Chasim, that alone is sufficient proof that I'm divorced from my husband. How does it prove anything? I don't know that it was Nimsar Be'edim. It must be, the ones who have Ede Chasima, you don't need Nimsar Be'edim. Those are the Tosas two rights. The fact that, again, the risk two rights. Again, the fact that you have the apostle against the Ede Chasim, Ede Chasim, and the fact that Ede Chasima works at L'Rayah. Now, we understand how Tosas will get out of both of these. In matter of fact, Tosas explicitly gets out of both of these. It's not surprising, because Tosas, they probably read the risk. I'm sorry, take it back. We don't know, he doesn't say explicitly how to get out of the first one. So the first, he doesn't say, explicitly hear how to get out of the first one. Again, the Ede Achaz, but we understand, right, but he did tell us that there's a notion of Mezuyif Mitocho. Mezuyif Mitocho means you can't have a star, if something's not valid, L'Raya, you ought, Midraban, you shouldn't use the Lakinin either, Shem will come to use it L'Raya. Like if a star was possible Edim, he said, look, that's what Mezuyif Mitocho means. And then that ought to be the case here as well. We're going to see that the Rif, the Mezuyif Mitocho is a Gemara, it's not a Tosfos. But Tosfos understanding Mezuyif Mitocho, that the Zeira, you may come to the Shtaraya, that's Tosfos. And the Rif, we'll think about it a little bit, once you have the Rif's approach to Ede Mitzira Karasi, Mezuyif Mitocho, he's going to have a whole different approach to Mezuyif Mitocho. And, so that's one machlokas which is breeding this, again, you have the machlokas over whether, what's Shana Velaza. Ede Mitzira Karasi, does that include Ede Chasima also or not? But that's Tosfos, one of the Rif's rayas is totally in his machlokas with Tosfos, how to understand Mezuyif Mitocho. The second raya of the Rif is totally his machlokas with Tosfos over whether you say, I'm Mesama Hakol Behaf Shernasa. Do I say that the get projects into the future, the Shtar Raya projects into the future, which Tosfos did say, it all becomes part of the Aegis of the Shtar. So we can assume that it was given properly with Aegis Mitzvah. And the Rif says no. Okay. Now before. Before we even go on, now everyone has to agree that Shami will tell me, what do you mean? How could the Rift take on Af Ede? I'll take a question in a second. How could the Rift take on this Mesam Hakol Behech Shernasa? Everyone, what do you mean? Everyone has to agree. I have a Shtar Chasim. He's saying, well, how do you know the Ede Mitzira? The Ede Chasim don't know the Ede Mitzira or not. Oh, must be the only Ede Mitzira, right? Because how could the Ede Chasim tell about the Ede Mitzira? Right? That was the Rift's second rock. I'll say, Riff, what are you talking about? How do you know there was any Mesira? So let's say there were no Ede Mesira. You don't need Ede Mesira, but you do need Mesira. How do you know there was any Mesira whatsoever? No problem.
Yeah. No.
Ah, because she has it. So apparently, what we would probably have to say according to Riff, is that if the second party, the get is written by the first party, right? The get is written by the husband. And that the Edom are signing on the fact that the get is written by the husband. That much we know. The Eidim, what did the Eidim tell me? The Eidim tell me that the husband wants to divorce his wife, and the husband authorized the drafting of this document. That much we know from the Eidim. That's what the Eidim are saying. We don't know for sure anything beyond that, but the Rif would say, so how do we know it was ever given? Well, if the wife has it, chances are, 99 times out of 10, the wife got it from the husband. So now one second. So, but that's pure, this is what we discussed when we worked on Eidim HaChasum HaShtar. The Tosfos is saying it's a part of the Eidim. The Rif would say, no, if she had, if obviously the husband had at some point, because it's signed, and she has it now, so the most likely explanation is that he gave it to her. So the fact that he gave it to her, as opposed to him throwing the garbage of signed document without ripping it up, and then she finds it, it's possible, but much more plausible is that he gave it. What's the most likely explanation? He gave it to her. But he gave it to an Eid and Mesira, that already, that's not so possible. And the Rav stresses that. But the Rif would say, it's just a robe, an ansahadi. Chances are, it's not part of the Aegis of Eid HaChatima. Just, if obviously he had it at some point. Now she has it, probably gave it to her. But that's just our robe. But to throw in Mestam HaKol B'Hechsher Nasa, with all the bells, there's no robe that there were Eid Mesira. That's a very much fancier. I know that probably it got from him to her, probably he gave it to her. But how did he give it to her? And I don't know. The Tosis is willing to say, the way the Rav explains it, it comes out of part of the Eidus, then you have a lot more going on. The star indicates its own Heksha. The Shir won't be complete without this one. So that's again, we have two machlokes in Tosis and the Rif, which allow the Rif to bring rice to the Shisa and allow Tosis to dispute the rice. Again, what's being yielded, what's being created, is a machlokes over what's Rif lost, what's Eid Mesir Karsim mean? Is there an option for Eid Chasima? And where this is coming from is, on the one hand, the machlokes is about Mizuyik Mitocho. On the other hand, the machlok, and also machlok is the mesama hakol the hefshenas. Okay, the mesama hakol the hefshenas, that's really separate. So let's think about this mizuyik mitocho. How does the Rif understand mizuyik mitocho? What is mizuyik mitocho? So Tosfos says, look, there's a gzeira, you may come to the shtar raya, and then the Rif obviously doesn't buy that, because otherwise that would be a good, and that might have been a good answer for his get beit echad. So what does Rif think mizuyik mitocho mean? And why is this a problem by Edim Sulim, but not by Eid Echad? Rif, Dafka the Rif. Dafka the Rif. How would he understand the Zayt Mitocho? Yeah? Okay, so...
Maybe there's just no clear by an Eidach. It's never going to be behind. It's obviously not going to be used as a Sarai. In Kogan, you won't know. In Kool Abis, you won't know. It's an Eidach, but obviously you won't know.
Could be. You say, could be, there's an easy way out of them. It's not such a good gzeira. That might be true. And there's more. Because think, according to the Rif, the Rishon says something along those lines. It's Paris Yaakov, tweaks it a little bit, yeah, thank you. Catches it up. Because the Rishon talks about it, Rashi talks about it, but he's not so happy. Remember, Tosfos' whole problem, what does Mizuyik Mitocho mean, as you said before, is built on his assumption that the Eid HaChasima lo ma'alam of lo marid, and that's part of the Kenyan. So, no, bad Eid HaChasima, in other words, no Eid HaChasima. You have your Eid Mesira either way. That's the end of the story. But if it's Mizuyik Mitocho, you could say two things. You could say, well, if you're used to always using the Eid HaChasima alone, not needing Eid Mesira, you better make sure here you're going to have your Eid Mesira, because the Eid HaChasima are no good. So a gzeira, that's the Rashba says it. It's a gzeira. According to Rif, you have a gzeira, it would be kosher if you have Eid Mesira, but not if you don't have Eid Mesira. So, gzeira. Okay, the Rashba is not so thrilled with that. The Tzeres Yaakov says, well, different. Tzeres Yaakov says, even if you have Eid Mesira, According to Tosfos, the Eidei Chasima don't really have to do with the Kinyan at all. The all you have for the Kinyan are Eidei Mesira. Those are the only Eidei Chasima. Davar, good, they're great. Eidei Chasima are separate. But according, he says, it requires a little bit of an assumption, but it's interesting to think about. According to the Rif, the Eidei Chasima are also, apparently, being made on Shtar, on the Gerushin, right? Haraya, the Rif holds, that if you have Eidei Chasima, you don't really need any Eidei Mesira at all, right? Right. Meaning, the Rif argues on the other point in Tosfos, the Rabbeinu Tam, who said the only Eidei Chasima Davar are Eidei Mesira. The Rif obviously disagrees. The Rif says you can have a totally valid get and never touch Eidei Mesira. So he's assuming, not only in terms of how you define Eidei Chasima, that Eidei Chasima can serve as Aegis the Kimadava. So we'll have to come back to that in a moment. But a couple of things, so three things emerge from that. Number one is Tiferes Yaakov. He says, one second. So even if you have Eidei Mesira also, if you have Pasula Eidei Chasima and Kasher Eidei Mesira, so you have four Eidim being made on the Gerushin. You have a total of a group of four witnesses Lakim Adam. And he says, we have a rule. Now whether that applies here, you got to think about it.
Yeah.
But this is his suggestion, because it might be six or so. His suggestion is we have a rule that the Mishnah in the end of the first part of Marcus tells us the rule, that if you have a whole... Even if you have a lot of Eidim together, if some of them apostle, it knocks everyone out. Nimsa Echem Eidim Karv Apostle, Eidus Kulim Bateo. That's the rule. Even if you have three witnesses, you pass up one, you still have two remaining, doesn't matter, once they're a group, and once one goes down, they all go down. So he says, that's exactly what's going on. That's the transactive suggestion. He says, Mela, according to Tosfos, the Eidei Chasima are not part of the Eidus on the Gerushin. They're not Eidus Chasima Davar. The Eidei Mesira stand alone. They're good. Who cares what's going on the Eidei Chasima? But according to the Rif, the what, that the Eidus, Eidei Chasima and Eidei Mesira, if they're both present, they're both being made. So, why is it Gara? I'll tell you why it's Gara. Because now you're blending. If you only would have had Eidei Chasima and Mesira, you have two kosher witnesses. But now you're throwing your two krovim aside, now you have two kosher witnesses and two possible witnesses. That's Taka is worse. That's Taka true. That's a paradox, but it's the truth. That's what the Mishnah says. If you have two witnesses to something, they're kosher and good. If you have three witnesses and one of them is possible, it's no good. Adding a possible witness to a group does make it worse. The Tosfos said, I don't understand how is adding the possible Eidei Chasima to the group, how does it make it worse? Because they're not together with Eidei Mesira. But according to Rif, they are. Because according to Rif, they are Eidei Mesira. So what emerges? Again, we have a board, so we'll graph it verbally. We have the two Machlokes and Rif and Tosfos. Do you say Hakam Hakshanasa to prove Eidei Mesira or not? And how you define Mezuyah Mitalcha? Do you accept this as a Zera? And Mela, those two lead the Rif to his assumption, to his Shita, that according to Belazar, you could have either Eidei Mesira or Eidei Chasima. Now, that Shita of the Rif, arguing on Tosfos, that according to Belazar, you can have either one. So number one, that generates an approach to the original issue of Mezuyah Mitalcha. And the Rif has all, the Rif doesn't have to say a Gzeira. Mezuyah Mitalcha isn't a Gzeira. It's certain that the Gzeira that you'll come to use as a Shtar Raya. It's either a different Gzeira or it's Biyisod. They are part of the Aegis. So they're going to pass with other ones. So Mela, I understand why if it's a Krovim of Sulim, it's no good. But if just one Aid Kasher, what's wrong? You have two Aid in Asira, one Aid, because that's why he didn't understand Mezuyah Mitalcha would not apply here. He mentioned at the end that there's a Gaon who says that it's based on Mezuyah Mitalcha, and he disagrees. Is assuming it's a conclusion? Not quite, because he has another Raya. Right? And once he has another Raya, once he builds up the idea, even based on the other Raya, that Eidei Chasima could also be Eidim on the Gerushin, so then it comes out a much better approach to Mezuyah Mitalcha, which without the Gzeira, and it doesn't apply to the Gemara of Eid Echad Chasim Beget. Okay, so from the Rif This major machlokes riff and tesis. What's shot in Edom Asir Karsi? Why is it so major? Because not only does it generate two different approaches to the Mizuik Mitoko, which closes line up with Shitasam, the riff with Shitasam, it also generates number two, we said three, generates three things. Numbers two and three, those are major. Those are major. Because what we said before, that from the rift you see that the Eidah Hasima could serve as Eidah Kima Dhamma. Right? That's big. Why is that big? Why is that big? I don't have a pen. I know you won't be able to see this, but I'm not doing this for my own edification. But just is everything, are the relations to all the ideas clear? There's a lot of things going on. Relation to all the ideas clear? What? Before we embark on the most gain to the most fundamental point, just to maybe show you what the chakra look like, I'll read it also in case you can't see it. You can see the image. There are two issues. The Rif had two rise to his approach to Eidah Masir Kasi, and one of them, the posters would not accept those two rise. One of them was based on Mazuyus Mitoho. And one of them was based on, do you say Mamsam HaKabash or Nasana? It's called a fancy approach to Eidah. Okay. Now, but from, once you get to the Rift Chita, the Eidah Masir Karasi means either Eidah Masir or Eidah Hasima, that no one generates his approach to Mazuyus Mitoho. It also implies that Eidah Hasima, a machlokas, the explicit machlokas, Rift and Tosis, can Eidah Hasima be Eidah Slakim HaDavar or not? So far, so good? According to the Rif says that according to Meir, even according to Rav Elazar, you don't need to have Eidah Masir. He says the Farish, if you have Eidah Hasima, you do not need Eidah Masir. So obviously, the Eidah Hasima, well, what happened to Eidah Hasima Adavar? So unless you think the Get does need Eidah Hasima Adavar, the Rashba quotes that possibility, but let's not assume that there's a fine upshot in Rif. So where is Eidah Hasima Adavar? He must be saying, the Eidah Hasima are the Eidah Hasima Dava. So now I ask you two. So the second question is going to be, well, how is that possible? They didn't see the Gerish. The first point, though, is let's go back to an earlier Shira. What does Karasi mean? Right? When we started, we said, what does Karasi mean? The Kapashit Shani means, who are the Eidah Hasima Dava? Oh, but it can't be all these Tosis, and it can't be. The Eidah Hasima Dava is the what's it called? It's for sure the Eidah Masira. LMI means this whole idea, what's a Shtar Kinyan? Is a Shtar Kinyan a Shtar Raya or is it not? It does not have to be a Shtar Raya. Right? That was Rashi and Tosis. Exactly. The Rashi and Tosis hold that the definition of Eidah Masira Karasi, Eidah Hasima Karasi is how you define a Shtar. Is a Shtar King a Shtar Raya with Eidah Hasima? No, it's just a piece of paper. But of course, Eidah Kima Dover, then of course Eidah Masira. That's a Tosis. The Rif might very well say no, Pashup Shah, as we said before. And there might be other Rishonim who disagree. So the Rif is saying that what? That either you have Eidah Hasima or you have Eidah Masira. If you have Eidah Hasima, you need Eidah Masira. So according to Rif, it sounds very much that Karasi means who are the Aegis Lukima Zava? Who are the Aegis Lukima Zava? Is it almost Dafka Aegis Chsima? Or either Aegis Chsima or Aegis Mesira? Now let's take it a step further.
According to the
Rif,
does Rabbi Meir
need
both?
Does Rabbi Meir need both? No. And then definitely be funny that Reb Meir expresses his view. If Reb Lazar holds either, and Meir holds both, it would be odd that they would express their views Aegis Chsima versus Aegis Mesira.
In that case,
Aegis Mesira doesn't do anything at all. That brings me to the next question, which is, well, first let's take some questions.
Yeah.
Donnie and Donna.
So, right.
We won the spirit of Gush, what you just said. Donnie, huh?
So, my question is, this is actually way back, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Go back a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll ask a question. According to the Rif, according to the Rif,
Tosis, okay, very good. Tosis, exactly, very good. Tosis, I guess you can branch yourself over here. Tosis came to their procedure idea in order to develop what the Zuyf Mitocha means. You want to say, Figzera, but you again run into a logical problem. What's Figzera? You know it's true. Big deal. It's a good shot, it's not a good shot, but it's true. Tosis say, no, but it's not enough that's true. Right? Because they developed this whole Figzera. Right. Very good point. Once you say that Mazik Mitocha is not just Gzeira, maybe uses a Shtaraya, it's either some other Gzeira, or Mamash Din Daraisam Nimsef Karabazo, and then you'll have to come on, you'll have to get involved in the whole procedural issue. Right.
Well,
very good.
It's really true.
Right, but it will be interesting to see whether there are other approaches to understand the Gemara. Oh, well, the Gemara runs anyway to talk about the aid himself. So it might be that an aid is now be made, except the way that you might be. For you to say Aegis...
So you want to choose us to die in perspective also?
Right. The Gemara Shuras you have to deal with.
Okay.
Right. The Gemara Shuras you have to deal with. The Tosis is invoked the Gemara Shuras. Right. Okay. Yeah, you got to figure it out. Right. The argument definitely does not relate. This definitely does not relate to a Mazik Mitocha. It will be interesting to study. Yeah. But keep in mind also that there's a way to get a Gemara Shuras also. Because Gemara Shuras is a guy knows what he's doing. So he's in violation of Mitzvah Shaka Tircha. But it could be, if you're doing it honestly, you're not trying to trick anyone. Everyone is honest. They basically think it's a good star. There could be there's no Mitzvah Shaka Tircha. But not for now. There may be a way of getting out of all those
Mitzvah
Shaka
Tircha.
Yeah, question. Tosis answered by saying some
hakabach.
I hear that.
Right. So what does that have to do with the fact that he's not that? No. That's the one thing that's not really, if you like, you could partition it off.
Right.
That I don't think is funded. It's conceptually linked. It's just cheshbon. If you don't say out of some hakabach or not, then you have a right to the rim. If you do, you have a right to it. I don't think it's a conceptual connection. No, it's just that's necessary for his right. But the other issues. Hang together, it's not just a cheshbon connection, it's a lomachic connection. It's a conceptual connection between ideas. Yeah. He has the ability to say that Karsi means what we had suggested originally means. It's who are the Aegis of Kima Dava. Because remember, that's what he's saying. You have Aegis of Kima or you have Aegis of Kima. So, how does he understand what Karasim means? Sounds like Karasim means It's given over. He thoroughly disagrees with Tosfos, Rebbe Zvi Tam in particular, who says he always needs to be seen referring to Kima Dabas. Clearly, clearly, explicitly disagrees with that. He says, "Lo ba'in eidim esir hechadikay dechnima." Right, that's black on white. Black on white. Now, so then it comes to so Pinchas is saying, "Look, but it's all that's funny. What you tell your mayor holds, you got to have eidim chasima for eidim kima Dabas." So it could be that, well, but maybe your mayor, even according to the Rif, maybe your mayor has the star raya vote. So you got to have Eidei Chasima. Once you have Eidei Chasima, there's sufficient Eidei Chasima davar. Rabbah doesn't have the star raya vote, so maybe the Eidei Chasima davar could be either one.
How does it work?
They don't see the Nesina. Oh, okay. Well, now we come to other major questions. Right. What, again, from the Eidei Chasima, whether in fact the Eidei Chasima could be Eidei Chasima davar according to Rif, and not according to Tosfos, it generates, number one, a different definition of Karasi, but number two, right, bring us the basic question, how could it be? Doesn't the Rif have a good point? How could it be the Eidei Chasima or Eidei Chasima davar, especially since the Rif does not accept the Sama HaKol B'Hekshir Nasa? Because if you have the Sama HaKol B'Hekshir Nasa, then you want to say the fancy rub shot, that some of part of their ages, that their ages somehow includes Mitzvah Reform. But if you're going to tell me,
I don't understand how we say he doesn't hold that.
Yeah, maybe he does hold that. The whole point,
he does hold that.
What?
He holds that they're going to hold the Sama HaKol B'Hekshir Nasa,
not in the same way.
Just not.
Because ultimately, so. Fine. So they're not going to be made. But somehow we still have to assume that the Nesina was done properly.
Yeah, Nesina's
done. Once we assume that, that's the Sama HaKol B'Hekshir Nasa.
No, that's a Chazaka that's inherent. Once he has the star, we say Chazaka that's been
made.
Okay, that he gave it to her. How do we know that he didn't throw it on the floor and she picked it up?
Yeah. Chazaka that he didn't throw a star on the
floor. You saw him raise that problem. You saw him raise that problem. Haina wasn't speaking to the Rabbi Karka. There are other rules. The Rift thing, there are no rules in the seer whatsoever.
If the woman comes to the guest, we assume she got it in the cost of white. Not because of the Adam on the guest.
We assume she got it. Why?
Not because of the Adam on the guest.
No, Miss Stama, I call it Astronauta.
That's it.
It's
all coming back to this.
Ultimately, you're going to have to assume that there's some form of assumption going on. You're going to have to assume that this was done properly.
Is there some part of the Adam? Are there Adam to that? Or is this the road?
But then you can't absolutely say that the... You can't... Once you assume that the Rif now does hold that there is some form of rove saying Sama HaKol B'Hekshir Nasa, so then your Edim don't need to be as strong.
But for Ezra Kima, though, if I just want to know whether she was divorced or not, a rove
that you can rely on the rove.
But I need Eid Lakim HaDavar, that's the Be'er HaDavar, Lakim HaDavar.
Yes, you have that on the get.
Wait a minute, the Gemara on...
Oh, so you're masking that the Eid Chasima or the Eid Lakim HaDavar, right?
But...
Wait, is Eid Lakim HaDavar the Rove? The Rove is part of Eid
Lakim HaDavar? Rove can be HaDavar in a Davar Shabbat Erevah? That's very strange.
Rove just says we're not hosted from the field. That's Rashi, the Lashon Rashi.
How do you ever kill someone for...
No, but the Gemara does be.
Baal Bito. So how do you know Hayat's daughter?
No, but
I know it's the mother.
You know it's the daughter.
Valimo, you have the Adam was there in the delivery room, who saw part, who Mama saw delivery.
Same Adam.
No. Okay. And Baal Bito for sure. I even tried to say Adam. Is it possible? Elma.
Oh.
Okay, fine.
The Gemara says, "Don't put off a chazagos and bitter. You can kill based on a
rove. That's a rove. Then we're killing based on a rove.
Do you think that might have been Davish Shabbat?
How do you kill based on Edith?
Yeah, I think you were lying rove. It's a better, much better rove. Yes, much better rove.
Eid Echad is coming to be Bira Davar. We don't rely on him. We rely on rove."
The Gemara says exactly. It's the best trial he's gave. It's the best trial of all. The Gemara says, "The minute I tell you, you don't need anything. The minute I tell you, the Rove tells me that's Lushma. We should have needed 2 aids in Davar Shabbat Erevah. No, the Rove tells me it's Lushma. No, the Rove tells me it's not Mazui.
The Gemara says that it
otherwise it wouldn't need to.
And Ein Echad can't.
Right.
So
the rov is stronger than Ein Echad. Okay.
Is that true?
Depends how strong the rov is. Yes.
And how strong the Ein Echad is.
Coming back, how does that
how does that change anything? We still need to assume either the Rif still needs to have some form of mechanism to assume that it was given properly.
Okay.
Once
right.
you insert that mechanism, then you can tack that on to the Aegis.
So let's say it like this.
The fact that the Aegis Hasima are serving as Aegis Hakima Dover implies one of two, which the Rif is clearly saying, is going to imply one of two assumptions. Either you're going to have to say, there's some looseness, or your Rambam said, look, you got to have Aid and Messiah watching the Messiah's target. There's no way around it. And Rift says no. But that's going to imply one of two assumptions. Okay? You're going to have to explain that. So I guess if you want to, you can explain, I was going to say, well, I guess there are two ways to explain it. One way to say it is that the Rift, that the Tosis thinks Aid is the Kima Dava, means you have to have Dafka Aidus, 100% Aidus. And the Rift says, no, even if it's Aidus plus the syrup with some other mevara like the rogue, but if together the whole challenge it's sufficiently proved that the mitzvah took place and there's a rogue is aegis plus other stuff, that's good enough. It's aegis stew. It's not straight up aegis. It's a challenge. I have aegis and I have other stuff also, but the aegis is the ikker, so that's good enough to be aegis kima dava. And then Tosa says, no! You gotta have pure straight up aegis. Right? That, okay.
That's
right.
What does that do with
Aegis?
That's
what we have to do.
Yeah, but then...
No, but so I have... Where
then,
is
Aegis
Akira, Dover?
What about...
The Rift says you only name Akira.
That's all that matters.
Oh,
Chasima. I'm the
Chasima
and the
Chasima.
That's it.
Oh!
I have Sarkidushin, same thing? I can have Aegis on the Sarkidushin, I'll be good enough?
Yeah.
That's what... And she hasn't. So that's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
So how you talking?
Why not?
So if you say, well, the fact that Tzitzis Baal Shtar gives me a robe, that together with the Shtar, between the Shtar, the Kosimus Ashtar and the Tzitzis Baal Ashtar, that together creates the presumption that there was a Mesiris Ashtar. And the Rift is saying that Aegis Akima Dabar need not be pure Aegis, it could be Aegis plus. Okay, that's one way of understanding the Rift. Or, it's going to force you into another assumption, which is, no. Aegis Akima Dabar is not on the Maestro Gershon. Aegis Akima Dabar is not on the Maestro. Tosis says Aegis Akima Dabar means you have Aegis be made on the fact of Gershon.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, either you say the Rift holds that also, but he allows you to throw in a robe, or else he'll say, no, the Rift agrees that Aegis Akima Dabar means Aegis. But he says, what are the Aegis being made on? The Aegis Akima Dabar is not on the fact that there was a Maestro Gershon and a Chalotah Gershon. It's on, but what are the Aegis Chasima, and here we come to the ultimate crux. What are the Aegis Chasima being made about? Before we get to Hakal Hefshinata, what are the Aegis being directly made on? What are they actually saying? They're before the guest. Exactly. They are being made on the Daf Gershon, on the Daf Abomination. That's what it says in the guest.
But
the guy says he wants to divorce his wife.
But then
he's saying to his wife, I'm divorcing you. That's what it says.
But
she's
not divorced until he gives it to her.
Very good. So apparently, Tosis says Aegis Lekima Dover means Aegis on the Gershon. And the Rift says, well, not exactly, it's Aegis on the Dostal Gershon. Now, I ask you, that seems like the most ridiculous thing in the world! How can Aegis on the Dostal Gershon?
Holding like Rav Shimon and said that he chooses Aegis away and starts writing?
Sorry?
He has to hold like Rav Shimon and
say
that he chooses the writing and
chooses Aegis. This is a theory of the Elazar, you don't need to hold like Rav Shimon.
So now we can broaden our field even more. Okay. So another good suggestion. One suggestion is Rift holds like that possibly in the Rashba that the get doesn't need the Aegis Akima Dabar. Okay, that's sort of one possibility.
I guess
it doesn't need Rashba floats and entertains that possibility. Okay. Another possibility is that he has a lower standard of Aegis for Aegis Akima Dabar. He says, of course you have to be made about the Gershon, but you can have the Aegis plus the Rove together. And Tosis doesn't like it. Another possibility is to work with the idea that the Shasta quotes for the Rav and Simon Chavdal Veritasvi, that the Maisa Kinyan is the Ksiva and it's together. And it's enough to be made on par with the Maisa Kelim. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then there's a fourth possibility, which is that you don't need Ezus on the Maisa Kelim at all. What you need is certainly on the Holy. It's certainly not on the first half of the Maisa Kelim, but it doesn't mean the Gerishim at all. That's funny. You didn't have to Ezus on a part of the Maisa Kelim. It's a little bit funny. But I would rather say, possibly number four, that you don't need Ezus on the Gerishim. You need Ezus on the Daf Lagarishim. That sounds ridiculous. Wait, what's the point of Ezus on the Daf Lagarishim? So I will tell you, it makes a lot of sense once you know the following the critically said. The Reb Chaim developed an idea. How much time do you guys have?
2 minutes,
7 minutes?
I didn't submit.
What?
Oh,
wait. Yeah.
Whenever we're done.
Right. But when does it have to be by? Can you be honest with me?
Is there anyone here who's in economics?
3:30. Take the final 1:30.
We can go to 3:30.
No, we can go to
study.
Huh?
No, all I'm asking is if we end by 1, if we dive in for 1 o'clock, is that too late?
Yeah.
That's five minutes.
Yeah, that's
fine.
Okay. It's time. That's what we're playing. Okay, 1 o'clock. Okay. So. Reb Chaim says the following stuff. I'm not going to give you the whole backspin development. But let me give you the critical element. This is a world famous Reb Chaim. It's Reb Chaim Yibam Chalitzik HaGdal HaLachat HaZayim in the Ma'am Kamos. And I found it's one of those King Reb Chaims which appears also in Reb Chaim Sefer on Yibamas, the Kovat Ha'aretz, but not as quoting Reb Chaim. So I don't, either he assumed that everyone knew it was Reb Chaim, or else maybe he came independently. Not sure. But it's not the only one. The first Reb Chaim in the Sefer appears in different formats, but the same is so with different Rishonim as Kovat Ha'aretz Memchas. And this Reb Chaim appears as Kovat Ha'aretz again with a totally different presentation, a much richer presentation in Kovat Ha'aretz Ayin Vav. This is in the Ma'am Kamos. But they developed the following idea that when we talk about there's a concept in there's certain chaluyos. There's two types of chaluyos in halacha. And most times, something's chal. You do a certain mitzvah, and the thing is chal. If I shech the animal, so it's now kosher. It doesn't matter whether I want it to be kosher or not. What I do, I'm not deciding it should be kosher. If you do, it could even mean that if it's shechted by machine, if it's shechted by a monkey, it's going to be kosher. Elamai, it could be not, because it could be part of the definition of the mitzvah is you have to have a human shochet. But because by the definition of Maisa, you have to have a Jewish shochet. But I'm not deciding to make it kosher. The Maisa is done, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that is now kosher. If you jump into a mitzvah, you're now tahar. You have to decide. So my nafkamina, but that's Rebbe. So Rebbe Chaim gives you oodles that he is like 10 nafkaminas in there. He says, you can't make a tanai in a shechita. Can't say, it should only be kosher amanas that it rains today. It's not up to you. If the Maisa is kosher, then it's kosher. You're not deciding to make it. You're not expressing das. It's not up to your decision making to make it kosher. It is what it is. You jump in the mikveh, you went in the mikveh. It's kosher. I don't care what you're saying. There might even be cases in the Rambam where you need kavana. I have to do a certain Maisa with intent, certain mental with certain thoughts. That's a mental part of the Maisa. But once if you have kavana for shema, so then you can't have. Be matzal tanai. It is what it is. So when you need das, he has like 10 afkimis and chalius that don't require das, like shchita and tefillah and prep lishma. Versus things that do require das, like the kedushin and kinyanin and the nedarim. Naskemina, do you have to be a gadol gomel gabav work? Do you have to be a gadol? You have to make a decision. Do you have to be a gadol? You have to be a bar das. If not, so then you have to be a bar das. Then you have to think certain thoughts. The gadol gomel gabav will tell you what to think. We'll remind you what to think. But and tonight and la'achar zman, I can't shech but they should only become kosher 30 days from now. But I can take a nether to be chal 30 days from now. I can sell a house as of 30 days from now. I can be mekadosh as of 30 days from now. Because those things I require das. So I can limit my das through a tonight. I can limit my das through a la'achar zman, and so on and so forth. And you're going to have shlichos on things that require das. Because I'm the Baal HaMasav, it's up to me to make a decision about the situation by a get or kiddushin or kinyanim or nedar mishvus, then I can give over that power to you. But I can't do it in the same way by shechita tefillah, so and so. But I think it just requires a mic. Then he says, you know, then Reb Chaim says, you know, what's Eitz Lekima Davar all about? Well, what's the point of Eitz Lekima Davar? Biro Davar, I understand. Eitz Lekima, what's it all about? They both developed the idea that the way the Rav expressed it is that within those things that require Das, there's a hierarchy. There are things that require lower Das, and things that require more Das. The lowest level is Das Hafla, the Dar Meshvur. After all, you can be Matirist. That's pretty weak Das. You can knock it over with Hatara. I can't be Master Kenyan. If I sell stock, if I would know, it doesn't work quite the same way. And you could, the din is that the Dar Meshvur you can take when you're a year below Bar Mitzvah. Also, a lower level of Das. Then a higher level is Das Nakach Lememka. Then even, so there's no Hatara, and you have to be Mama Shakal. Then even a higher level is getting the Kiddushin. It could be even that gets higher than the Kiddushin, we won't get to that now. But certainly getting the Kiddushin is an even higher level. One of the ways in which you see getting the Kiddushin is an even higher level is that it requires Eidus, Lekiyim HaDavar. Because if Rurei Ruchayim explains, at least within the Das HaRambam, is that Eidus Lekiyim HaDavar, what it does is that when you express Das in front of other people, it has a, that makes it a more serious expression of your decision. Yes, I'm saying that. You're saying it with people watching, provable. But that raises the level of the Das from what's necessary by Kinyanim to what's necessary for getting the Kiddushin. If the Kinyan Davar enhances the Das. Oh, so then I understand the risk very well. Because he said, look, the whole point of the Kinyan Davar is just to raise the level of the Das. So then, I can even, so one after giving the Reb Chaim in the Sugya is an end of the rift. Maybe it's enough to have Eidus on the Das. The Tosis could maybe accept this idea in principle, but say this thing, Das, has to be Das what's actually happening. This Das, you spoke about divorcing wives, we'll write again, maybe that's not enough. Okay, but the rift would say, but understand where the rift is coming from, so it's the Kimadov just to be made on the Das Lagash, because that's what it's all about. And then let's end with one final point, which is separate from the relates to the Reb Chaim as well. Tosafot goes on to say, the end of Tosafot is the time one. Tosafot goes on to say, you know, maybe all kinyan, all shtari kinyan require Eidus Lekiyim HaDavar. Tosafot floats the possibility that that even though to buy things, to do a kinyan kesef, to do a kinyan chazaka, to do a chavayis a kinyan meshicha, doesn't require Eidus Lekiyim HaDavar. You do it. You might not be able to prove it later. But did the kinyan happen? I'll leave it to MS? Yeah. But he says Eitz Lekiyim HaDavar might be necessary not just by getting the Kiddushin, it might be necessary by all Kinyanei Shtar. And why should that be? So that also relates to this idea of Reb Chaim. Because there is a Raivin, and I put in my comments, the Machlokes Rambam Raivin. Does Kinyan Sudar require Eitz Lekiyim HaDavar? Rambam says, no Kinyanei Mamon require Eitz Lekiyim HaDavar. It's Rambam, I didn't put it in. It's Perek Hei, Halacha Test of Hilchus Masira. Rambam says no Heita. Masira Heita. Rambam says no Kinyanei Mamon require Eitz Lekiyim HaDavar. And the Rambam says, well, not so bad. Sudar does. Why? So the Rambam explained that Sudar, normally you have a Maisa Kinyan, you have a Das Kinyan. I do a symbolic act showing my possession, like pulling into my possession, or picking up, or Chatzar, or Kesta Bilda, or Chazaka, all symbolic shows of Bilus. Maisa Kinyan plus Das Kinyan. That's how Kinyan works. Maisa Kinyan plus Das Kinyan creates the Chalot HaKinyan. But, so what the Rav explained, the Ravid, is that the Ravid says, but Sudar, there's no symbolism. It's just giving a hanky. So really all it is, it's the weakest symbolism possible. So really all it is just pure Das Kinyan. I had the thinnest of threads. There's no real, nothing showing Bilus. It's just really just Das Kinyan. I can't just say it. In a Mexican, you got to do something. But it's basically just a pure Kinyan of Das. So for a pure king of Das, you got to raise the level of Das more. You got to have Eidus with king HaDavar. And that might be true according to Blunder and Shtar also. Tosafot has said that Shtar is what? According to your mayor, I give you a riot. That's a meaningful Maisa. According to Blunder, all I'm doing is, I can't say it, but I should write it. But there's no riot. It's writing my Das on a piece of paper, giving it to you. It's just a stronger expression of Das. If a stronger expression of Das, perhaps you would need Eidus with king HaDavar by all king of Shtar. So this time was... Rav Lichtenstein Kasta Torah to say that Pshat in why Tosafot thinks that Kinyan Mesira, to hand over the reins of an animal, that requires Eidus Lekiyim HaDavar. That was his Kasta Torah was on Ebein Vagat Lichtenstein Mesira. That he wasn't interested in saying it's the Kiddushin Vat. But that's it, they were learning Bavata, wherever he got the figure.
Sikkim Vosu Inyan.
What? Sikkim Vosu Inyan. Yeah, in a different sense.
Yeah.
So the there also, the Rishon has the possibility, maybe Kiyum and Sea requires those Kiyum and Sea. These are the same verse. The same verse, if in any case you need more Das, either because the Din Kedushin requires, Chalos Din Kedushin requires more Das, or because this particular Kinyan requires more Das, you need to have Eitz HaKimah Zavar. That's why the Rif, again, that's why the Rif might be saying that the Eitz HaKimah Zavar is just Eitz on this Hethi Mei on the expression of Das. That's why it's enough to have from Eitz HaKimah. And it couldn't be you need Das there. That's the way Remeir, you want the Pshat Remeir. You own, you need Das Eitz HaKimah. Eitz HaKimah won't help. What? Especially if you have a Shliach. Eitz HaKimah, I want to hear him say the initial expression of a Das against the whole ball rolling. And that's why Tosas might say that the Kinyan Shtar, any Kinyan Shtar needs Eitz HaKimah Zavar, because Kinyan Shtar might be one of those Kinyan like Halip and Chassuzer, according to the Ravid, it's not no real Ma'aseh Kinyan, especially according to Belazar, it's just the expression of Das. It's all Das. I need more. If there's no real Ma'aseh Kinyan, then I need a lot more Das. But to do that, I need to have Eitz HaKimah Zavar. Like that. Yeah. There's more to say all these topics. But I think you see what I meant. But this sugya mamash brings everything together. It touches on threads, almost all the important threads of what we discussed over the course of the time. Okay, that's all.